Yeshaya Perk Bem Gimel Pasachov Aleph Le'ilin Nishmas Avi Murray Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. So we just finished talking about how all of nature is going to present testimony, will testify to the tremendous power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The oceans, the Midbar, the Yeshima, all of these places that are going to change and sprout new growth, the colossal animals and fish and serpents that exist as a tremendous evidence of their creator. And then the parak ends on a very sour note, in a manner of speaking. It almost seems that way. It ends with a comparison to Klal Yisrael, whose job it is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose role it is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And did we fulfill our role properly? Did we act as we were supposed to act? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. And not only that, but this is the beginning of the Haftorah of Sefer Vayikra, of Parshas Vayikra, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. And we're going to talk about that a great deal next time. It starts with Pasuk Chaval, Famzu Yotzarti Li. And there's a huge symbolism there and a very, very important lesson. And one that is frightening and chilling. Starting with the words we'll see of Rav Shimon Schwab and then going on to our own time. And what we're supposed to learn from this, and yet, of course, we don't learn Nach inside very much. So many of us are very unfamiliar with this. I learned it to be able to lane it because I laned in a shul that had haftaros and a klaf, and I still never put together the meaning of all of the words. Amzu yotzarti li, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I created this people for myself. Positive enough. Tihilasi yisaperu. In order to tell my praises. That's our job. Rashi says, he adds one crucial word, lema'an tihilosi yisaperu, in order that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our existence alone is praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have been warned not to assimilate into the foreign cultures of all the different gullison that we've been in. We're supposed to focus, Rabbi Hirsch says, all of our thoughts and feelings on God's testimonies, to derive from them insights into the truth. So we go back a pasuk or two to the Rishonos, to the origins of all things, the Kadmonios, the ancient events. Some of that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chaveiz v'lo osi karoso Yaakov. But Yaakov, not Yisrael, Yaakov, you did not call out to me. This is on Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra with a small aleph. And I mentioned to you earlier on in this parak what I heard from Rabbi Sachs about the small aleph being important, about the small difference between vayikar, a mikra, a happenstance, a coincidence, and vayikra with an aleph where HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us. We have a reciprocal responsibility to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and often we don't. We call out to the UN. We try to appeal to people's decency, but we don't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We forget who's in charge and why we were created and how he made us his people. We were married. We were the Kala. Hashem was the Chasam. We've said it over and over in different Sifrei Tanakh already. If you forget your wedding vows, if you forget what you accepted upon yourself, what Avraham Avinu accepted on our behalf, we don't call out. Ki yagato bi Yisrael. Because, Yisrael, you are tired of me. Ayet v'yogeya. You've gotten tired. You've gotten tired, Rashi says, nil isem mehar ba'avodasi. You don't rush to serve me anymore. You know, you've been married a long time. You take the other partner for granted. And you don't rush to see to their needs. Chav gimel lo hevesa li se olosecha. You have not brought to me your lamb offerings, your olos that go completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uzvachecha lo chibad detani. You have not honored me with your sacrifices. Lo hevad ticha b'mincha. I didn't burden you with meal offerings. Right? I didn't stipulate a huge expense every time you want to bring a karb mincha. Karb mincha is good enough with a handful. You just do a little kmitza on a pinch of frankincense. That's it. It's a little tiny thing. How much did I demand from you already? Just ma'at. Ola legavoa. Rashi says, just a little bit goes up to Shamayim. Human beings eat the rest of it, all the shirayim. Lo have aticha b'mincha. V'lo ho gaticha b'levona. I didn't weary you with frankincense. I didn't say you have to get a huge bucket of this expensive spice and burn it to me. Very simple. The avoda is very simple. Minimal. And yet you still don't do it. You're tired of me like Yaakov the masses. Cease to call in my name, says the man Lois. Why? Because Yisrael, the teachers, the leaders, became tired and lax as well. So Yisrael becomes tired, Yaakov becomes tired, and Yisrael, the man Lois, brings down from other Mefarshim, because in their youth, when they were Yaakov, they didn't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by the time they're old, they never think to do it either. And finally, Chafhei, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Mochef, Shoecha, Lamani. I, twice, showing you who's important. I erase your sins. For my sake, I am the one who erases your sins. Not for your sakes. You don't merit forgiveness in some ways. You don't honor me. You don't try. You don't make an effort. But in order that the honor be reflective of me, so I forgive your sins. V'chatosecha lo ezkar. And your sins I'm going to forget. Your chataos. Your avonos. Your pishayim. All three mentioned in the past two psukim. Chatasi avisi pashati, no? Every Yom Kippur, suddenly we wake up and we go davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we doing Matzah Yom Kippur? In the rush to go think of ourselves and to forget the high level that we've reached. Kashmu says, I'm doing all of this for the honor of my name. At Har Sinai, I made you free of sin. Even your intentional sins I let you get away with and I forgive. I don't even remind you of the Rishonos, of the Kadmonios, of your past sins, of which there are many. There are so many things that we could have done to show our honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't bring the incense even when the spices are nearby. We don't bring the Karban Mincha even when we don't have to give him all that much. We don't bring the olos. So what are we doing? We're forgetting our mission. And remember that this is the Haftarah for Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, which lays out all the Karbanos and the entire structure of Avodas Hashem in terms of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And yet we grow lax. And we let it slide. And that's a mistake.